This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been found guilty of influencing a public official and violating her office for helping an unauthorized man gain access to county voting equipment. Peters was part of an effort to find evidence of election fraud, but copies of her machine's hard drives have proved nothing of the kind. In closing arguments, prosecutor Robert Shapiro told the jury that Peters is the one on trial, not the election system.
It's not about computers. It's not about election records. It's about using deceit to trick and manipulate others, specifically public servants who are simply trying to do their job.
The jury did acquit Peters on a number of counts. They apparently agreed with the defense when it argued that the man whose identity Peters was accused of stealing to carry out the plot was actually willingly involved. Tim Walz, the Democratic pick for vice president, will campaign briefly in Colorado this week. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
The stop on Wednesday is part of a cross-country fundraising blitz for the Harris-Walz campaign. The Minnesota governor is expected to speak at a reception in Denver before heading to the East Coast for more stops. While Colorado is no longer considered a swing state, both campaigns have visited to raise money. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was at a fundraising event in Aspen this past weekend. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Parts of the Front Range foothills have flash flood watches tonight, especially areas burned in recent days by wildfires. This is CPR News and KRCC.